Enter. Alright, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. A little bit of housekeeping before we get started. First of all, I gotta talk about our sponsor, who is SpinningRobotPussy.com. And after that, let's go into the main housekeeping. Okay, the main housekeeping is mainly that, first of all, the Manosphere Hentai Corner dead. That's Ammer. He wanted that gone. It's over. I know you guys saw this on Manosphere. It's gone. That whole channel's gone. All those videos have been deleted. He just said he didn't want the hentai there. So, it's gonna be here on MGTOW.TV. And hey, you guys that are watching from BitChute, remember, you can only see this on MGTOW.TV. You guys watching this from YouTube, you can only see this on MGTOW.TV. That's the only place you can see this stuff. Until I can find more places that wanna host hentai with some red pills in it, that's all we got. And I thank Ammer for letting me even fucking do this. Because VK Black Rose, I told you about that guy, he posts hentai. But the problem is, dude was just straight posting scenes. Like, he wasn't posting, like, Ammer said it needed to have a story. And the difference is, he's just like, oh, here's a, like, it's just like basically a porn clip. Here's a 5-minute porn hentai clip. I'm like, yeah, dude, that's not what I do here. What I do is I read, I do the stories, and I do commentary, especially if it has something to do with the red pill, which is the main focus. Because you can learn a lot of red pill shit. I learned about the red, I learned red pill shit from hentai before I even was red pilled. Like, I actually kind of black pilled. Discipline, the VN, it really fucking black pilled me on sex, because when I always saw sex as a young guy, it wasn't necessarily the crazy, freaky, just really fucked up shit. And it made me kind of understand maybe how women think and their behavior a little bit. And, you know, a lot of people said, oh, no, but that's an exaggeration. It's not. If you look at everything that Drexel's been talking about on MGTOWN Podcast and a lot of these other guys have been talking about what happens to these women, there's a scene in Discipline. And I'm going to make this very short because I know you guys want to get on with Starless. But basically, in the scene with Discipline, there's like the class president, and she's got all these men pretty much worshiping her. And she's sitting there on this, you know, in this chair, this seat, kind of like a throne. And there's all these guys, and they're all just standing there next to her, and they're jacking off just in front of her. Like, as in an adoration thing. Like, she literally looks at these men as less than her. And I was like, oh man, that's horrible that people would think like that. But then you look at TikTok, OnlyFans, Instagram, Snapchat, and the way these women treat the same men. Are you telling me the hentai writer was wrong? Because I don't think so. I think he got that shit pretty fucking dead on. And we're gonna maybe get some more red pills in this. I got a lot of respect for this guy. Not only is he like a rocker and metalhead guy like me, but he makes hentai that is really over the top, and it's got a story that makes you just kind of think. And you notice there's a lot of Bible and a lot of references to Satan and hell in this. And maybe there's a lot to do with that later on, or maybe even in Sleepless if we ever get Sleepless translated, which is the prequel. Maybe Mistress Mamiya or sold her fucking soul to the devil. We don't know. Sounds like something he would do, though. Anyway, let's go ahead and start the game. The room is decorated with a gorgeous table and sofa, along with other fancy furnishings. As soon as we enter, a lady sitting in a chair stands up and comes over to welcome us. I was apprehensive about what to expect, judging from that last conversation, So it's a it's a relief to receive a normal-looking reception by a lady with a pleasant smile. Though at the same time, it's also a little anticlimactic. I've been expecting you. I can tell from a single glance that she's the head of the household. Her figure and gestures gives off an aura of refinement that demonstrates a clear difference in upbringing from an ordinary Joe like me. And yes, the mistress is one of my waifus, so yeah. The dress she wears fits. Okay, I think that's proper English. The dress she wears fit tightly to her glamorous body with slits cut in provocative areas. Between her silky skin peeking out through those slits and her corpulent breasts spilling from her dress, I have trouble keeping my eyes in check. She's a model woman full of elegance and adult charm. If Marika is the eldest daughter, that of course means that the age difference between them would be of parent and child. Despite that, she looks so young that I don't think anyone could believe she has a daughter of that age. That's all the sperm facials, I guarantee it. This gentleman here is Yukito Salvatore. After Shachi introduces me, I nervously take a step forward and bow. Salvatore, I'm Yukito Salvatore. It's a pleasure to meet you. I would be eternally grateful if you could find it yourself to hire me. Thank you. Wow. I don't think I've ever went to a job like that. It would be eternally grateful if you could find it in yourself to hire me. Like, I guess that's what Japanese people do. I don't know. I'm not. Different culture, I guess. I nearly trip over my own words, but I do manage to squeak something out while bowing repeatedly. Oh, there's also the bowing. Yeah. Allow me to formally introduce myself. I am Marie Mamiya, the head of the Mamiya Estate. But let's do away with those rigid procedures. Please relax and have a seat. Yes, thank you. I nervously take a seat on the sofa she indicates. You may leave now, Sachi. I've already asked Mikako to bring the tea. Oh, that's right. Could you tell my daughters to come to the reception room? Yes, ma'am. Sachi bows quietly and leaves the room. I sit in discomfort as the mistress turns to me with a smile on her face and begins to ask, I'm sorry for calling you out all the way to this isolated place in the mountains. Oh, no, it was nothing. Most people find it boring out here in the boondocks. Even when we put out an ad, we have a hard time finding any young workers willing to come out here these days. I think if you actually wrote how much the salary was, you wouldn't have any problems with that. Why, just the other day, we had one of our male workers suddenly quit on us. I wonder why. In the old days, there used to be a lot of people working here, but now we only hire the bare minimum. That's why just having one person quit on us can really take its toll. It's a very old and spacious house, and there are many inconveniences living out in the mountains. We just can't keep things up and running efficiently without servants. I hope you'll be able to do a fine job. I shall do my best to answer your expectations. I answer with confidence, assuming her words meant I already got the job. Well, now, don't be so hasty. You haven't gotten the job yet. I'm sorry. I look down at the ground, red with embarrassment, as the mistress chuckles. To tell the truth, we actually got another person who saw our article and came to ask about the job yesterday, just after your call. Oh, really? Apparently, I wasn't the only one who was having the luckiest day of his life yesterday. Does that mean you'll be choosing one person to hire between us? I ask, a bit anxious about the possibility of an unexpected rival. We'll find that out. We'll find that out after the interview. The other applicant is a woman, but I spoke to her and she's a nice girl. The original plan was to hire one person, but according to how things go, there's a good chance I'll hire both of you. On the other hand, there's also a chance I might not hire either. So my employment hinges on this interview. I was told that I have a good shot, but I can't let that make me lax. I quickly reach into my backpack and take out what I prepared for the interview. Here, this is my resume. I hand the resume that I spent all last night working on to the mistress. I'll have a look. She takes the paper from me and looks over it with interest. So you're a student. You're using your summer break to work here? Yes, ma'am. As written in the ad, there's a minimum of 2 weeks required to work here. Are you prepared for that? Yes, of course. No matter how hard the job is, I'm confident that I can last 2 weeks. Oh, I don't know. I don't know, sir. Everyone says that at first. Once they actually start working, they find that they bit off more than they could chew and they all run away. It's not that I don't trust you or anything, so I hope you don't take offense. Yeah, they say that young people these days lack a sense of responsibility, but I can assure you that while I may be lacking in some areas, I make up for it in perseverance. I answer with confidence, trying to increase my odds of employment. Needless to say, it's just all talk with no actual basis. You know, it is interesting, they are doing a literal job interview here. It's not quite. It didn't quite go into the, you know, the hardcore right off the bat. She is professional about it. That's reassuring. I suppose there was no cause for worry after all. After looking over my resume, the mistress starts to ask me a series of questions. Do you have any prior experience as a house servant or any similar line of work? No, not at all, I'm afraid. I answer honestly, it would be rare to find anyone with that kind of experience these days. I've had quite a few part-time jobs, but none that are quite like this. That won't be a problem. In fact, people without experience are often more motivated to prove themselves, so they're quite welcome here. Don't worry, I'm sure it won't take long for a young man such as yourself to get the knack. Thank you for being so understanding.
ここに趣味は読書と書いてあるけど、何かスポーツなどはおやりにならないの?
It says here your hobby is reading. Do you play any sports? Not in particular, no. I never joined any clubs during high school, and the only time I played any sports was during PE. Heck, I don't even really read that much either. I just put that because I don't really have any hobbies, and that seemed like the safe choice. Oh well, that's a waste. This job can be more physically taxing than one might expect. Are you sure you're up for the task? Yes, no problem there. I may not look the type, but I do have confidence in my stamina. That's wonderful. Most of the residents here are women, as you can see. There's always work to be done that requires a more masculine touch, so we've been looking for some strapping, healthy young men. Strapping aside, I can say I'm healthy at least. Leave it to me, I'll do whatever you ask. Oof. I speak with bravado, trying to leave a good impression. In actuality, it's more like the opposite of what I said. I'm pretty much a weakling, but I plan to make up for it with guts and perseverance. Plan to, anyway. If I don't say these kind of things, I come across as some completely average guy with no selling points. By the way, do you have any special skills? For example, can you cook or play an instrument? After a moment of thought, I decided to use this as a chance to show off the only skill I have. I don't know if you can call it a skill, but I have a license and I can drive. I leave off the part about how I'm a beginner that only just got his license. Someone who can drive a car would almost certainly prove to be a useful asset out here in the mountains. This is how they just rub it in my face, will you? My, that's a shame. When my husband was still alive, he had his own chauffeur and a car. Well, not all of us have the millions of dollars that you have, or millions of yen that you have, Miss Mamiya. After he passed away, we didn't really use it anymore, so we got rid of it. Oh, sick burn. These days we hire a limousine service to come pick us up when we have business outside. We don't use cars anymore. Oh, damn. It's like, well, look at me, I can drive. Drive? Ha! If I need to drive, I'll simply call for a limousine. It's like talking to Jeff Bezos. Cars? What do I have use for a car? I'll have a limousine right here. I'll snap my finger, and it's here it is. It's like, Mr. Bezos, and that's all it is. I can go wherever I want. His car turns into a fucking plane, probably. I don't know. I see. Yeah, you got fucking burned. My shoulders droop in disappointment to hear the license I worked so hard to get and the one thing I can pride myself on is completely useless. Dude, they're paying you 100,000 fucking yen for 2 weeks. They've got money. Just do the job and shut up. You're gonna be like a little rich. Well, from what I can tell, there doesn't seem to be any problems with your resume. The mistress sets my resume on the table and turns to face me. Well, you've passed the paperwork part. So does that mean I get the job? I'm so delighted, I almost jumped for joy. Haha, jumping to conclusions as usual, I see. You don't even know what the work is!
あなたの体がこの仕事に適しているかどうか簡単なテストをさせてもらうわ。
Your paperwork is fine, yes, but now we have to have a simple test to see if you're physically capable of working here. And by simple, she means fucking back-breaking, crazy. You'll see. A test? The second I hear the word test, I'm hit by a feeling of unease. Oh, you better be. I've always been one to crumble under the pressure during tests, so I have nothing but bad memories. To give one example, I failed to score well enough on my exam to get into my college of choice. I almost didn't even get into college at all. I guess you can't expect to get into a dream job like this so easily. Like I said, it's a very simple one. We're just gonna test your physical capabilities. Any healthy young man should have no trouble passing it. I don't know, man. I know a lot of healthy young men ain't gonna pass that test. I don't think you'll have any trouble, but we have to be sure, so just bear with me. We don't want you to start the job and then find out you're incapable of it, do we? That won't turn out very well for either of us. You're right about that, yes. As long as there's no problems with the test, you'll be hired. Just try to do your best now. I understand. I wonder what the test is exactly. I can't pull out of it now after bragging about my stamina. As I'm agonizing under the pressure, there's a knock on the door. I've brought the tea. Come in. Excuse me. The door opens and a woman carrying a tray quietly enters the room. On the tray is a steaming hot teapot along with several teacups. She's wearing the same maid uniform as Sachi and looks to be about the same age as the mistress. Her adult figure goes together with the high exposure of the outfit to make for a stimulating sight. Her glamorous body, wrapped in the tight-fitting maid outfit, causes me to avert my eyes, not knowing where to look. The skirts are already short enough, but to make matters worse, I'm sitting down so I can even get a clearer view of her panties. If you can even call them panties, that is. They're as risque as the outfit itself. It's more like a thin cloth barely covering what needs to be covered. She seems to be aware of this fact, as I can tell her cheeks are flushed in a bit of embarrassment. She approaches the table and sets an antique teacup down in front of us, and then pours hot tea into it from the teapot. Here you are. Thank you. Giving my thanks, I reach out and take the cup. The ongoing tension on the situation has me parched, so it's a good opportunity to refresh my throat. I bring it up to my lips and take a sip. It's the perfect temperature, and I can tell from the taste and aroma that it's an expensive tea. I've only had tea from a tea bag, so I'm not exactly an expert, but the difference is obvious enough even for me. The mistress waits for me to finish, and once I set the cup down, she takes the opportunity to introduce us. Oh, you fucked up. This is Mikako. She's one of the employees working for us. This young man is Sawatari. He's here to apply for the job. Hello, I'm Mikako Nohara. She bows and her large breasts jiggle before my eyes. Thanks to the provocative nature of the uniform, her cleavage is amply visible. The impact of the sight brings the thought processes in my brain to a grinding halt, but I quickly shake it off and return the greeting. Hello, I'm Yukito Sawatari. I stammer over my words and can't bring myself to look her in the eyes because of her outfit. Still, I somehow manage to introduce myself. Sawatari might be working here soon, so if that happens, do look after him. Very well, madam. Mikako has been working here the longest out of all the employees. She She's also the oldest among the employees. If you get the job and there's still something you don't understand or there's something you need to ask, feel free to go to her. All right. Oh, that's right. I forgot to mention that there's another man working here besides you. Really? From how things were described, I thought for sure they didn't have any other male employees. Whoever the lucky bastard is, I'm jealous that he got to this delicious job before me. You'll be meeting him eventually. He's actually Mikako's son. He'll be your senior if you get the job, but you two are about the same age, so you might get along. Both mother and son are working the same job? I see. I wonder if it bothers him that his mother has to wear this outfit. He's a good servant, just like his mother. You can learn a lot from him. He's been the only male servant for some while now, so I'm sure he'll be delighted to have you on board. I wonder what he's like. We're going to be living and working together, so I hope we can get along. So, Mikako, I'd like you to stay here for a while longer. Yes, ma'am. She's about to leave when the mistress stops her. She goes to the corner of the room instead and stands by as ordered. Just then, there's a knock at the door. The door opens without waiting for an answer, and in comes the two women that I met earlier. Marika, what do you need, mother? What do you want? If you've got something to say, make it quick. The two of them spot me on the sofa and presume what's going on. Marika winks at me while Marisa looks irritated and annoyed. As you probably gathered, I brought you here because I have someone I wanted to introduce to you. This young man is... As the mistress is about to introduce me, Marisa cuts her off. Well, probably Marisa. I know, he came for the servant job, right? Something or other, Salutari? Oh, you're well informed. The mistress looks intrigued, so I decide to explain. She saved me when I was being attacked by a dog. Dog. Marisa, I thought I told you a dozen times this morning to keep him chained up. Did you forget already? Mariko winces at her icy voice. No, I didn't. I was actually right in the middle of chaining him up when that guy came. That's not my fault, it's his fault. How the hell is it my fault? My word, you never change, do you? Not only did I tell you to chain it up so it wouldn't attack Salutari, but then you try to shift the blame onto Salutari himself. I'm speechless. I really am. Marisa frowns, unable to find a retort. I'm terribly sorry. It seems my daughter has caused you some needless trouble. The mistress apologizes to me in place of her unapologetic daughter. Ever since my husband passed away, there's been no one to discipline them. I suppose they've grown up to be a bit spoiled. They're really a handful. Oh no, don't worry about it. I steal a glance at Marisa. If looks could kill, I'd be dead right now. She's really staring daggers. Looks like I said something I shouldn't have, and now she has a grudge against me. I'm not even hired yet, and I'm already marked down by one of the family. This doesn't bode well. And Marika, you two have already made acquaintance with Sawatari? Yes, we met at the entrance hall. I see. I guess there was no need for formal introductions, but since we're all here anyway... These are my two daughters. The oldest, Marika, and the second child, Marisa. Yeah. After the introduction, Marika smiles at me and gives a light bow. Marisa just continues to glare at me, looking as unamused as ever. I also have a son, but at this time of day, he's probably busy studying. I'll introduce you to him later. So, including the son, this place is home to a family of four. I can see why you'd need to hire workers when you're living out in the mountains in this house this big. Hold on. I can see why you'd need to hire workers when you're living out in the mountains in a house this big while being a single mother with three children. And keep in mind, from what we know, I think it's Mari, not Marie, but Mari actually had her husband die. That's the story. So, I don't think he left her, but if you understand anything about the story, she probably drove him to death. Like, I'm really thinking that could be the case there. Well, now that we're all here, it's about time we start that test. Apparently, the reason she called these two is so the test can be done with everyone present. Seeing everyone's attention on me, I freeze up. I fidget nervously, wondering what kind of test I'm going to be subject to. Perhaps in an attempt to relieve my tension, Marika throws in a good word for me. Well, I for one don't think we need a test. I say we should hire him. Oh, you must have taken quite a liking to him. I feel extremely grateful for Marika's kindness. That should really improve my odds. Now, wait just a minute. Where do you get off saying that? I'll have you know that I'm completely and utterly opposed. Marisa jumps in quickly and kills any relief I got from Marika. I have my doubts whether or not this man can even handle working here. Her distaste for me appears to be quite genuine. The only thing you ever do is complain. You're a real stickler, you know that? Whoops. If I think his test results show that he's qualified to work here, I will of course agree to his employment. Yeah, but aren't your standards a bit too strict? You're the reason why we can never get any men working here. I am not too strict. You two are just too soft. Either that or all the men in the world are pathetic weaklings. Sounds like a feminist. Take that last guy, for example. I was opposed to hiring him, but you two hired him anyway. And look what happened. It turned out just like I thought it would. He wasn't up to the task at all. Marisa refuses to back down against the other two. And you know what? It's bothered me for quite a while now. But you two have totally different tastes in men than me. I keep telling you guys to find someone handsome. But no! You guys keep bringing these boring and average-looking guys in. When exactly are we going to hire the kind of guy I want? Definitely a feminist. Oh! Marika just dropped a red pill. Your standards are just too high. If we kept waiting for your perfect dream guy to show up, we'd never get to hire anyone at all. Facts! Right there. And besides, if you have time to complain, how about using it to go out and find someone yourself? Well, okay, whatever. I'm a very understanding person, so I'm willing to compromise on his looks, but ability is a different story. I'm going to hold him to the highest standards to make sure he's got what it takes to work here. Compromise on his looks? I happen to like boys like Sawatari. Sure, you can't really say he's handsome or anything, but he's a quiet, nice man. And there were women of my day that were fine with that. They would nag him to death, but, you know, he was quiet. He's a quiet gentleman. Say what? You have awful taste. You have no eyes for men at all. I'll admit that he's better than the last guy we had, but still, he's nowhere near good enough to work here. Hey, what does Sawatari get a say in all this? Defend yourself, brother. Come on, she's tearing you apart. Ooh, that's not good. Yeah, well, I think he's nice and unique. He's got that whole harmless, nice guy vibe going on. I like it. Said no woman ever. So they like me for my average looks, being easy to be around, and for being harmless. I'm not sure if I'm being complimented or insulted. No, you're gonna get dogpiled, buddy. Sigh, this is why I can never trust you people about these things. So anyway, you heard me. I'm going to be the one to test if you're truly fit to be our servant. You might want to say your prayers while you still can. She points at me and shouts like a Marine drill sergeant. Now come on, don't threaten him like that. You'll scare him. Wow, the way they talk about it. It's the most demeaning shit, man. Wow. Hang in there. You may not have Marisa's support, but you have ours. The mistress said it would be a simple test, but judging from how things are going, it doesn't seem like it'll be that easy. It's reassuring to have those two on my side, but winning over Marisa is going to be one hell of an uphill battle. Well, we won't get anything done standing around talking about it. Let's have Sawatari prove for himself whether he's worthy of the job. I don't have a problem with that. Ready when you are. Then let us begin. The family finally agrees on something, and the three of them all turn their attention to me. I feel anxious as I wonder exactly what is going to happen to me. We'll start with something simple. I'll ask you a number of questions, and all you have to do is answer them honestly. Alright. I take a deep breath, stand up straight, and prepare myself for what's to come. With all three women's attention focused on me, the mistress starts the interrogation. First question. How much experience do you have with women? Huh? Whoops, I wasn't trying to do that. There we go, there's a good picture of all of them there. I blink, dumbfounded at the unexpected question. Experience with women? It's so out of left field that my head turns to mush. I was expecting a more professional interview. Sachi asks the same thing, and I have no idea why. What the hell does my sexual experience have to do with this job? Everything. What's the matter? Was my question too hard to answer? Come on, answer the question. I stammer as the family waits for my answer. I have no choice but to answer in this situation. I gather my courage and respond honestly. None. None? None at all? I was asked the same thing twice in a single day. I want to crawl into a hole and die. It's one thing to be asked by another guy, but having to say that in front of three women is pretty painful. Correct. Oh my, so that would make you a virgin? She cuts straight to the heart of the matter. Ouch! Yes. I look down and answer with my face red up to my ears. Oh dear, what a waste. I knew it. I took one look at you and figured you might be. You're a virgin? Gross. Maybe it's just my imagination, but it seems like the looks on all their faces change the second I hear I'm a virgin. Even the mistress seems that she's looking at me completely differently than she was a few minutes ago. Pretty pathetic to be a virgin at your age. Some man you are, huh? My God. Women still use that shit. Mari dropping some red pills. I don't think a guy being a virgin is anything to be ashamed of. In fact, you should even pride yourself on it. Y'all didn't think you were gonna get some red pills from a hentai game today, but you did. Get some red pills from a hentai game today. And another! Another red pill! Virginity isn't something you should just throw away. Your first time is something you'll remember for the rest of your life. It's important to find someone special and to wait for the right moment. No need to be in such a hurry to lose it. Boom! Right there. From a hentai game, folks. A hentai game telling you that your virginity is not something to just throw away. To be going around banging these thoughts, trying to, oh, look how many thoughts I've banged and how great I am. And look at all the pussy I get. Yeah, okay. But the very first time is supposed to be special. You know, it was. I don't know. But we're getting red pilled in the hentai game. Oh please, like your personal fetish means anything. Besides, those words carry absolutely no weight coming from you. Oh yeah? Well, I actually agree. Virgin boys have this straight-laced and pure innocence about them. I think it's great. If you ask me, it's the guys who go around sleeping with a bunch of women who deserve scorn. Men should save their virginity for marriage. Good lord! Man, another red pill! We got just all kinds of red pills in this. Y'all didn't expect Starless to be red pilled, but it is. You're both delusional. It's fine if you want to talk out of your ass, but stop using your mouth to do it. You can pretty it up all you want. In the end, it just means that he's a loser. You and every e-thought on fucking OnlyFans and Snapchat and TikTok. Same fucking shit, folks. And this game was made in 2011. I think maybe even earlier than that. But yeah. We're definitely seeing some Western ethot vibes from Marisa here. It's kind of weird that she's wearing that cross at all. Kind of like the Black Sabbath thing, you know? Because Black Sabbath said when they first started, this guy would give them a bunch of big crosses to wear because he thought that their music would upset the devil and like cause evil things to happen. So that's why they wore all those crosses, because priests and stuff were actually worried for the young men and they actually gave them crosses to wear. So maybe that's the kind of situation. She's just such a fucking sinful, lustful whore that she's gotta wear that cross around her neck so that she doesn't get possessed. Which, you know, probably too late for that. Marisa refutes both of their opinions with a very simple and blunt statement. I'm not gonna lie, it hurt my feelings. So what? You don't think an average-looking virgin who is pure and faithful is better than a hot guy who goes around screwing any woman he sees? Another red pill! Just find a hot virgin, problem solved. That doesn't stop the issue. If you find a hot virgin, you have to get married, because usually guys that want to stay virgins, I mean, marriage, definitely not a good idea right now, but, I mean, if there was that rare unicorn, whatever the fuck they're trying to say exists in this game, which doesn't exist in real life, by the way, and if it does, it's so slim that, like, you'd go through more heartbreak trying to look for it. Yeah. But, I mean, I do kind of see what they're talking about, because there are, like, I was a virgin for a long time, and, sex wasn't all that major to me, wasn't a big thing. Like, there was actually girls that I was with that kind of liked the fact that I was a virgin. Like, you know, I didn't just mess around, do all kinds of things. I wasn't that kind of guy. But, yeah. It's interesting. Isn't that being a bit too picky? You'll never find the one with those standards. Well, she's got one-itis really bad. We can tell there. Obviously, she's looking for that one particular person. And of course, Rolla Tomasi said there's several ones out there. Which I definitely believe is true. There's a lot of different people for one particular person. People aren't coupling like they used to, but, you know, back when they did couple up, there were a lot of different ones out there for them. Of course, somebody would die, and they'd be like, oh, I don't know if I'll ever find... Oh, there was somebody a couple months later. Things happen. Oh, please. I'm not like you. I don't have that problem. And just what do you mean by that? I mean how every boy you ever liked has run away from you. Hey, now that was just totally uncalled for. Marisa's remark seems to get Mariko where it hurts. She shouts at her sister with the first angry look I ever saw her make. In order to dispel the awkwardness, I try to move the exam forward. Could we move on to the next question, please?
Hey, they had to drop some red pills, folks.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I guess we got a little derailed there. Alright, next question. I take a sip of my tea to help calm my nerves and wait for what would hopefully be a more orthodox question. How often do you masturbate? Poof! I spit the tea from my mouth. Masturbate? Yes, masturbate. You do masturbate, don't you? I thought maybe I misheard her, but the mistress repeats herself clearly with a pleased smile on her face. Apparently I heard just fine. They're seriously asking about my self-pleasuring habits. The last question was unexpected, but this is just ridiculous. It's not like I'm trying to get a job in the sex industry. Why the hell are they asking this at a job interview? I stutter, not having the courage to answer such a private question. Well... What are you so embarrassed about? Hurry up and answer the question. I hate men who keep me waiting. Easier said than done. We're talking about masturbating here. That's not the sort of thing I like to talk about. Particularly since I do it every day. Multiple times a day, in fact. My God, sir. I've never asked anyone how often they masturbate, but I'm pretty confident that I do it way more than average. Good gravy, sir. Get yourself a hobby or something. None of that makes it very easy to say to a bunch of women that I just met. Do I really have to answer that? You can't answer. Well, that question is a little what? It's alright, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. That's a relief. But that also means you won't get the job, of course. My relief is quickly betrayed. What? I lose out on the job just for not answering how much I masturbate? How the hell does that work? It makes no sense. But regardless of what I think, they're the ones who get to decide to hire me. There's no room for argument here. And I expected so much from him too. What a shame. Marika mutters with an obvious look of disappointment on her face. You would throw away the money and the great honor of working here just for that? You really are a stupid man. Marisa follows up with her own quip. Oh, here we go. You see, I told you, in the end he's just a coward who can't even tell us something as simple as how much he masturbates. You see how they are with shaming language? Like, this is written by a man, but it's very accurate. As far as women and all that, how they act, they go into the shaming language automatically. Oh, well, I thought you were a man. You can't even answer a simple question. You're not a man at all. You're just a coward and a wimp and a man. I've seen it in real life social media fights. That's immediately what they go for. Oh, well, you're not a man at all. If you were a real man, you'd... No. 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 And she says, now take your luggage and get out of here. How about I take my luggage and shove it up your ass somewhere, lady? You're getting on my nerves. Now that would have been respected. I don't know what she would have said, but yeah, I would have told her that. My head goes blank as everyone mercilessly comes down on me. Yeah, brother, it's time to fight back. They're just a bunch of girls. You ain't gonna let them knock you down. Come on now. Show them you got some balls. I can't let such a great job slip through my fingers for this. For the sake of getting this job, I must answer. Alright, I'll answer the damn question. I know it's not in there, but that's pretty much, you know, how I would feel at that point. Everyone waits for my answer like a grin, like my reaction is exactly what they were planning. Hey, do go on. How often do you masturbate? So, what am I fitting to do, folks? By the way, we're gonna go ahead and... Okay, so, what are we gonna do? What's the answer to the question? What are we gonna answer here? Come on, guys, if you're still in. I didn't know if anybody was here. I mean, I see both of you guys. But I do need an answer to the question here. I guess people have fallen asleep. Oh, nope. Okay, we're getting an answer to the question. Remember, this is live for me, guys. So if you guys want to be in here, just follow the Discord link and you're in. I was told to do what I want. So I'm gonna tell the truth. I ain't gonna lie to these damn women. He says, but pretty much every day. I withstand the shame and report honestly. I figured this question was asked with the intent of testing my sincerity. A little embarrassment is a small price to pay for a job like this. Pretty much every day. Very interesting. They all grin at my confession. It's like they already knew what the answer would be. She says, you must never get tired of masturbating every day just like a monkey. Have you ever stopped to think of the poor sperm you're wasting? Lol. But keeping it pent up isn't good for the body. It's good that he's relieving himself properly. See? Mari knows what she's talking about. And if you don't do it every day when you're young, it can take its toll mentally, too. Huh. Don't know if I experienced that. I've even heard that masturbating frequently when you're young reduces the chance of prostate cancer. I thought it was just masturbating frequently regardless, not just when you were young. Oh please, there's not much basis to that. Actually, there is basis to that. Christopher Ryan talks about that in Sex at Dawn. Who knows how much credibility those stories have? So basically, it's like you're in heat all year round. Sick, I don't even want to go near your right hand. So it's obvious you do it every day. But with a face like that, I just know it's not only once a day. Care to spill the beans? Marisa grins, reading me like a book. Well, I have trouble responding to her audacious question. Hasn't this gone far enough? Why on earth do I have to tell her that too? Oh, I want to know too. Yes, I would love to hear that. Could you tell us how many times a day you masturbate? Twice? No way, it's gotta be three. I would say four, personally. God damn, has the guy got fucking, watermelons for balls or something? I mean, shit. So what's the real answer? The other two follow Marius' example and express interest. Now that it's come to this, I'll have to answer. I try to convince myself that this is all a roundabout way of gauging my stamina. I throw in the towel and answer honestly. About three or four times. Damn, brother. Wow, impressive. What else does he do? See, I was right. Is that really all? Are there occasions where you do it more? Yeah, the occasions where my heart doesn't explode. Sometimes I do it five times a day when I have a day off and such. Four times a day when you're in fucking school? Good God, man. Control your fucking self. I answer almost dying from the shame. That's right, you're not almost dying. Your heart's like... No, homie, this ain't it. See, just as I thought. Are you serious? Your brain's gonna rot away if you masturbate that much every day. What is it like, reading, watching TV all day? Oh, that shit's gonna rot your brain. Now it just brainwashes you. Not that you look very smart to begin with. Excuse me, but I masturbate quite a bit. My grades have always been much better than yours. Oh yeah? Well shut up. I'm talking about doing it five times a day. I mean, you'd be wasting the greater part of your day tinkering with your dick. Yeah, that's my argument. I actually gotta agree with her on that one. Four or five times a day? What else do you do? I mean, when do you find the time? I assume he lives with his parents? He doesn't even have an apartment? What are you doing? Going into the fucking cellar or something and just whacking one off every time? I gotta know, we're hiding in the closet? How do you do it? Hee hee, you look pretty docile, but I guess the same thing doesn't go for your cock. I think we may have something here. What about you, mother? Indeed, I can see now why he has confidence in his stamina. Good Lord, Mari, you're crazy. For reference, what's the most you've ever done in a single day? After all that crazy stuff I've been asked so far, I've already gotten used to it. I don't think any question would surprise me now. I've never actually counted, but probably eight or so. I don't know, you know, if they said, well, can you tell us if you ever fucked a monkey? I'd probably be a little, what? You know, so I don't know about any question. It's like, are you responsible for the AIDS virus? Did you fuck that monkey? I've never actually counted, but probably eight or so. My God! Did you guys hear that? Eight? You already do it every day and sometimes you manage eight? How in the world do you not get tired of it? How in the world do you do it? Like, seriously, what's going on here?
That's what?
Ha ha ha, oh god, you're killing me. Like, what is that, some kind of new diet? I've never heard of anyone trying to lose weight through masturbating. Uh-oh, she said some triggering words. Oh, YouTube. Sounds pretty retarded. Oh. Marissa appears to be greatly amused to hear about how much I masturbate. Now I feel stupid for all the trouble and shame I went through to answer. You must have access to some pretty good porn.
Yeah! Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, that's a good question, actually. What do you use to get off to? Basically, manga, videos, and the movies and images I download from the internet and stuff. Well, that's like the most basic-ass answer that you could ever fucking give somebody.
Yeah, well, you know, manga and, you know, little porn.
Oh, by the way, they actually do, and it's a professional artist, by the way. But I know that manga does, like, H stuff, but there's actually this artist that takes, like, Spider-Man and, like, real, like, official, looks like professional work. Like, somebody from Marvel is fucking with Marvel, I'm just telling you, because that shit is dead on. But basically, Spider-Man and Spider-Gwen, a lot of other Black Cat, and they do full-on erotic comics. And, like, again, they're Marvel quality. You can look at the fucking images. They're literal Marvel quality. So I think that one of the pissed-off Marvel artists decided to just, well, I don't know, decided to make more money with the porn. But it's really good shit. Like, you know, if you ever wanted to see that kind of stuff. So you can also read H comics. Some of them are good, but of course there's plenty of H manga. People have been reading that for years. But basically manga video, okay, we went through that. I see, you got a lot to choose from. I got as much as any other fucking person. Wow, you get, okay, now she's full fucking SJW. Them fighting words, lady. Wow, you get off the manga? Talk about gross manga, not manga. Talk about gross. Are you seriously turned on by cartoons?
You turn on by cartoons, bruh? That how you get off, bruh? Cartoons? You gotta get some real pussy, bruh.
Yeah, like, seriously, she is fucking, like, checkmarking every box. Just check every fucking box. It's almost like she's a caricature of the entire left and not even the left. The left and the right. Like, everything authoritarian. It's really bizarre. I'm telling you. The man knew his shit. So how do you usually masturbate?
Well, I take my hand and I put it... But no.
I mean, that's a really dumb fucking question.
She says the usual.
The usual stroking with the hand? Do you like to fiddle with the hand, or perhaps you use toys or other unique methods? Just tell her you like to tie a rope to it, and then tie that to the ceiling, and then turn, just kind of move yourself around and around and around and hang yourself by your penis. There you go. That's how you get off, just like that. There you go. That's what you tell her. Just a normal stroking with my hand. Like, yeah. That's pretty much how about 90% of men. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of guys using the pockets and all the other things. And, you know, they try to say that if you have sex with some women, it's in a way that they don't like. It's called using their body for masturbation. So, it's really weird. They're like, oh, we didn't have sex. You masturbated with my body. It's like, what fucking sense does that make? And they're like, okay, so... Because they try to say that, oh, it's not sex with a doll, it's masturbation. So that doesn't make any sense to me either. No, oh yeah. Definitely left. Because she's fucking talking about, what is it? What is it, gentlemen? Pegging. You have no creativity. I thought you would at least play with your asshole and try to masturbate using your prostate. No! Because that's not what you fucking do. That's that goddamn shit. She's doing that test. How do you not get bored of masturbating so much using the same boring method every time? Look, I don't ask you about your fucking vibrator, lady. Your battery-operated boyfriend. Hitachi magic wand. Okay, things got so crazy, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. After that, I was asked a bunch of stupid questions like, what age did I first masturbate? What age did I first ejaculate? I answered them all one by one. Once it got to that point, I pretty much just said screw it and went with the flow. I eventually lost count of how many questions I answered. After answering honestly to all those embarrassing questions, I almost felt like a murderer that just confessed to a crime. That's enough questions for now. And that's also enough game for now. Yeah, we still didn't get to the H. I did not realize that we were going to get another hour of questioning. And this isn't just a fucking... Wow, this is a big interview, and we got some red pills dropped, folks. Full on red pills. Mari dropped some, Marika dropped a shitload, and Marisa is giving us maybe some red pills into what SJWs would be. Like, dude, I wish I had this knowledge years ago. Like, because I played Starless back in the day, and this was before, I think the game may have released in 2008, maybe not. I can't remember how long ago this game came out. But I could look at her, and I could be like, okay, so women are going to start acting like her. Which I didn't like her when I was first started playing this game. I always thought Marisa was a bitch. I always thought she was a bitch. Well, guess what? 80 to 90% of women right now in the West have become Marisa. That's a fucking problem. Because now we have to deal with that much women that are on that fucking level that have literally said all those arguments. And I'm not even bullshitting you guys. Like, I've literally gone to chat with these women in social media. And I'm talking attractive women. Actually attractive girls. But they're acting just like her. They're saying the same thing she's saying. They're doing the same thing she's doing. So, yeah, I mean, they're talking about his fact that he's being a virgin is wrong, that he should be more attractive, that, you know, just everything you hear is this one right here with the little cross on there. I swear to God, he was trying to tell us something. Years ago, this Japanese man was trying to tell us something. So, you can learn a lot from hentai, just like we can from his discipline hentai. We can learn from his starless hentai. I didn't expect to red pill you guys, but I ain't played this in a while, and we all got some red pills tonight. So, hey, that's a good place to leave off. And this'll be the Grim Lord. I hope you guys enjoyed the hentai corner. Even though there wasn't any hentai, so I'll probably put this on YouTube. And I am out. Enjoy the decline.